It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 17th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is Harry, also pronounced Harry, and spelled H-A-R-R-Y. Harry is a verb that means to make a pillaging or destructive raid on, to assault. It can also mean to force to move along by harassing, or to torment by or as if by constant attack. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Post by Larry Brooks. There was little puck support in either zone. The Rangers were pinned for shifts at a time and were harried into turnovers while unable to apply more than token pressure in the offensive zone. Was there once a warlike man named Harry who is the source for the English verb the name mirrors? One particularly belligerent Harry does come to mind. Shakespeare once described how famine, sword, and fire accompanied the warlike Harry, England's King Henry V. But neither this king nor any of his namesakes are the source for the verb Harry. Rather, Harry, or a word resembling it, has been a part of English for as long as there's been anything that could be called English. It took the form Hergian, H-E-R-G-I-A-N, in Old English, and Harrien, H-A-R-I-E-N, in Middle English, passing through numerous variations, before finally settling into its modern spelling. The word's Old English ancestors are related to the Old High German words meaning to devastate or plunder, or host, army. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.